knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points. Dean.
Did you ever meet a guy that just makes you want to sing the way Dean Richards does? He just makes us want to sing.
Dean, 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 Dean.
That is, Dean. Some kind of harmony or something there.
That is, it's almost like harmony. Dean, somebody said last week, we got a text last week from somebody said, the lyrics to that Dean Richards theme song sounds like you guys are saying he will not talk about hard porn.
Yeah, but I will.
Yeah, that's why we wrote the lyrics that way.
Yeah, but I will. I'm your all-purpose movie critic.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Dean, did you hear about the story about Roseanne Barr?
Who is this Roseanne Barr of whom you speak?
She had a show on the ABC network called Roseanne, and then she said some things that were upsetting, and she got fired.
You know, sometimes that happens to me when I'm on Ambien.
Their text was their tweet was the greatest, by the way, right?
I don't know if people know that, you know, like I've been on WGN radio since 1993. Three or 94.
Yeah.
I would say about 97% of my shows I'm on Ambien.
So you're not responsible for what you say or do, obviously.
No, I think it explains a lot, really, if you think about the history of my shows through the years.
But Ambien sent out a text for people who don't know that said essentially there are some side effects to the pharmaceuticals that we manufacture, but racism is not one of them. Boy, is that brilliant.
That's a genius response to that whole...
Yeah.
A messy debacle that people are still talking about. I mean, the latest with that whole thing today now is that John Goodman finally said something about it, but very little, saying, I don't want to say anything that's going to make this worse, so I just won't say anything, meaning commenting on Roseanne's tweet. He didn't comment on that. But he, you know, a lot of people have said they feel bad for the cast members now who have lost their jobs because of Roseanne's tweet, John Goodman being one of them, but he said he's just fine. There's been talk that ABC could try to launch sort of an alternative version of the show. One of two ways is what's being speculated, that it could be the Connor family, just without Roseanne, and how they deal with that.
I know what they could call it, Dean.
What's that?
Noseanne.
Connor family?
Noseanne.
Noseanne.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, maybe they were listening yesterday, because I said perhaps, you know, she's having this knee surgery, knee replacement. I can know that. And perhaps she doesn't make it through the surgery. That was my suggestion.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Or they bring in Sandy Duncan.
Sandy Duncan.
Yeah, that'll work.
Like they did with Valerie's family.
Yeah, back in the day.
Right.
So something like that, whether they replace the actor or, you know, come up, you know, with some explanation of why Roseanne's not there anymore, is one issue. Or they just take the entire cast and create a whole different premise.
Oh, that's interesting, too.
But she was kind of the centerpiece. That show.
Yeah.
Kind of was kind of the glue. Yeah. I don't think it would survive if they did it that way. Wouldn't you always be, if they came up with some, you know, different premise, now all these people work in an office or something together. You know, wouldn't you constantly be thinking that, well, this is the cast of Roseanne?
Yeah.
It just wouldn't make sense.
You need the star in there. Although, Dean, remember what a huge hit Aftermath was? Giant hit.
What's it?
Aftermath, remember?
I don't even know that existed.
They took Klinger and they took Father Mulcahy and they gave him Aftermath. And it was not good.
And wasn't Harry Morgan, was he in that
too? He was also in it, yes. Yeah.
Herman Potter. But also, I mean, you know, here's another example where they changed Darren's in Bewitched, and really nobody blinked an eye.
Oh, that's true.
Wasn't the main character, but it was a pretty main character to switch, and the show continued for many more years after that. But here's what I learned yesterday about this.
What?
It is also kind of interesting that because ABC had already ordered a second season of the show, that they are financially responsible for the second season of the show, which they canceled, which means they have financial commitments to the cast. They have production costs, which they have are responsible for paying. So they're basically paying for a second season anyway.
Why not try something?
Why not try something and see if it catches?
How about this, Dean? Andrew Lincoln said he was leaving Walking Dead. Why don't you put him in there in the Roseanne role and let Roseanne run Walking Dead?
Wow, yeah.
Did you take Ambien this morning?
No, why?
Because these ideas are silly.
Until they work.
Because a lot of people already think that Roseanne is Walking Dead.
So, so it's not a move. Not a big move. Wow.
A stretch for her at least. Anyway,
yeah. Now, what about this, Dean? Jimmy Kimmel said we need to show her some compassion right now, that she's troubled, that there could be some mental illness involved there. What do you think of that?
It's entirely possible, because this one tweet is not an isolated case. She's had other tweets that have been called racist, out and out racist. She herself said that it was egregious. I mean, you know, people are trying to make this political now, and you know, trying to make this more than just a hate-filled racist tweet. She herself said, "Don't defend me. This was egregious and this was wrong." But she's got a history of it. I don't know if you've seen the photos that have been floating around of her dressed as Hitler, holding a tray of burnt gingerbread men.
Yeah.
That's disturbing. Now, I understand that she did it for a satirical magazine, but it's still very disturbing to, you know, if I was the survivor of a Holocaust survivor, if I was a relative, I would find that piece of satire very, very disturbing.
Boy, you really have to go to extreme lengths to shock people anymore. You know what I mean? Like with everybody on YouTube and social media, you have to go completely off the deep end to shock someone, and it seems like that's what she was trying to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, she said it was a joke that went bad. Kathy Griffin had, a similar case.
Yeah. Although,
what Kathy Griffin did was not racist, but it was certainly distasteful when she, you know, did her joke that went bad of holding the severed head of President Trump.
Yeah, that wasn't funny either.
The whole discussion now, I mean, Bill might have some interesting opinions on how far is too far in comedy. Comedians should push the envelope a little bit. Comedians should make you think a little bit. But you know, what is that line where it's too much?
Dean, does the Hitler photograph, the picture of Roseanne Barr dressed as Hitler taking the gingerbread cookies out of the oven, is it more or less offensive or equally as offensive knowing that Roseanne herself is Jewish? Does that change the story at all or not at all?
Well, I think it's part of that, but also it was, my understanding is that that picture, series of pictures like that were taken for a satirical magazine, something like, it wasn't The Onion, but it was something like The Onion.
Yeah.
So, no, for me, knowing that it was, that, you know, she just didn't dress up as Hitler one day and decided to do it, that it was intended to make a satirical point, makes it a little bit different, but you know, it's quite different than a tweet which is just out and out equating African American people with apes.
Yeah, you can't defend that, can you? It's impossible to defend that.
No, that is just, you know, people are saying, well, what about this one and what about that one? It's become so popular now to say, well, what about this? And you know, that, you know, say that, well, Jimmy did it, so I can do it. You know, that's thinking. This was a statement that she made, not her first, that compared a race of people, demeaning a race of people, comparing them to animals. There's nothing funny about that.
Nope. Right.
It's not satirical. There's nothing funny about something like that.
Isn't it interesting, Dean, that in the last year to year and a half, we've seen so many careers gone in the blink of an eye? Like it used to be, if somebody said or did something that was horrible, it took a little time for it to weigh out. But now, you know, one day you hear the name of a guy who's done something or a woman who's done something, and then the next day they may never work again.
Yeah, Is that because of social media, do you think?
I think it is.
Social media is going to be the death of all of us. It really will.
Right? If it had only stopped at pawn games.
Right. All right, let's take a...
If the world had only stopped at that, life would be better for
us. Oh, that's so true. It's so true.
Dean Richards would be a dream.
Shadoon. We'll take a quick...
Shaboom!
I say Shadoon. We'll take a quick break. Dean Richards is our guest. He's in transit. He's going somewhere. He may be showing up at your house. If he comes to your house, let him in. He's hungry. We'll be back after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dean Richards is our guest. Dean, before we get to this week's movie or movies...
Did you want to know where I am?
Yeah, where are you? Where are you?
I may do the segment. Nobody is really doing anything like that.
What?
You know, wait, where are you?
Where is he? What, you know, what's he doing?
Where's right. Waldo?
Charles Corrine. I'm on Lakeshore Drive right now, headed downtown to see the new Mr. Rogers documentary.
You're breaking up.
Won't You Be My Neighbor is the name of
Bill,
it.
Bill, you were just inquiring about that.
We've got the man who's behind it coming on with us next week.
Oh, good. So I'll be able to tell you about the movie next week. But
Lakeshore Drive, you stink.
Uh-oh.
Fewer people should be going shirtless on a daily.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
Myself included.
Dean, put your shirt on.
I took my shirt off, but
yeah, it's a sign of the times. Dean, real quick, before we get to this week's movie or movies, Wendy went and saw Solo, and I know that your review of it was less than favorable. You weren't thrilled with it, but why do you think it's not doing anywhere near as well as other Star Wars movies? What's behind that?
I think part of it is Star Wars oversaturation. There used to be a time when we would have to wait years before we get a new Star Wars movie, and now they're coming out at least every year.
Yeah,
I think that's part of it. But also, I when the reviews came out, they were fairly. I don't really think they were bad reviews, but nobody was really blown away very much by this.
But didn't you think of any movies that are ever made, the Star Wars movies are almost critic-proof? That we'll read the reviews, but still, if people are going to see the Star Wars movies, they're going to see the Star Wars movies, usually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, it opened to in excess of $100 million. It's not like it was a failure by any means. But people were not going crazy over this one. Like they have in the past, and I think it's one because the movie, I thought, played it kind of safe. Doesn't mean it's bad, but I thought it played kind of safe, and that Star Wars movies come out all the time now, so it's not that big of a deal that a Star Wars movie opened. I didn't hear what Wendy thought of the movie.
I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite Star Wars movies, and I'm not so steeped in Star Wars as my husband, so you could go in there not knowing much about the Star Wars universe and really not be lost. And I thought the guy who played Han Solo, which I'm regretful, I always forget his name, I thought he did do a good job. I understand Harrison Ford's shoes are tough to fill, but this is a younger Han Solo who hasn't built up all the cockiness that the older Han Solo did.
Yeah, Alden Ehrenreich is his name. And, I agree. I thought he did an okay job with the whole movie. I'm glad. I heard from plenty of people who liked it better than I did, so I'm always happy to hear when that happens. And nice to know that you get drunk before you go see a movie.
I did get a beer at the theater.
Dean, do you think that in retrospect, having Ed Asner play Chewbacca was a bad idea?
What? I can't think of anybody. To me, it's about time.
Yep.
I've said all the time, if there is a role that cries out, Lou Grant.
Yep.
Lou Grant. It's Chewbacca. So,
right.
Mr. Baca.
Now that they finally pulled the trigger.
Right.
All right. We have two, maybe 3 minutes. So, what did you want to review?
Adrift. Right.
I want to see this.
Yeah. There's really only one major movie that's opening this weekend. It's called Adrift. It stars Shailene Woodley, who you remember from Divergent and Fault in My Stars, Fault in Our Stars, among other things, and Sam Claflin, who was in Hunger Games and a very familiar face, English actor. They this is based on a true story, something that really happened in 1983. Two sort of free thinkers, adventure seekers, meet in Tahiti, fall in love, and they decide to go on a sailing adventure from Tahiti all the way to San Diego. While they are in the middle of this sort of around-the-world trip, almost around-the-world trip, they encounter one of the world's worst hurricanes to ever hit. Again, true story. It destroys the boat. It leaves them severely injured, tossed and turned. And, it becomes a story of survival and determination and trying to find a way to stay alive as they are adrift for something like, I think it was 60 days, 40 or 60 days. It's not like any Lost at Sea movie that we have seen before. Normally, I cannot stand movies like this because they're all the same. There's always the obligatory, shark scene. There's always like certain scenes that always happen in these movies. This movie strikes an original tone. It does not have any of that. One thing I have to give them credit for also, movies like this always make me nauseous. Literally, I get motion sick, seasick from watching movies like this, and I didn't this time. But what I really liked was the chemistry between the two stars. I liked the story of determination, and I liked the love story that went with this. But this is a movie about female empowerment. The protagonist in this movie is a woman who is self-sufficient and smart and courageous, and it's a powerful story that way. And I really liked it. I gave it a Dean's List B.
Very nice.
I can't wait to see it.
Very, very nice. Dean, thanks so much. We hope that wherever you're going, you get there safely and that you'll call us when you get there so we don't worry.
I'll ring the phone twice and then hang up. No, I got there safely.
Saved on the charges.
Are you going to change into your gym shoes when you get to the Mr. Rogers movie and put your sweater on?
Yes, I am.
All right, good to know.
Well, I'm shirtless right now, as I told you.
Oh, yeah.
Like short drive. So I'll put my shirt back on and a sweater.
Just put the cardigan on with no shirt.
Yeah, that's
some
good luck.
It's itchy, but it'll look good on you.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
That's Dean Richards. Of course it is. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then Steve will come in, and he'll tell us what he's got on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill Leffen. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN.